Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Two mayors have laid down a challenge to see which community can collect as many aluminum pop can tabs as possible. Bob Crate, mayor of Trent Hills in Northumberland County, and Mayor Sherry Sanis of Selwyn have all of this year to collect the tabs. The Campbellford Lions Club and a local church will weigh the tabs to determine the winner. The money from selling the tabs will go to supporting a Seeing Eye Dog program in Campbellford. Mayor Crate says while the challenge is friendly, it's for a great cause.
I know Sherry quite well because I sat on the Conservation Authority with her, but it started with Father Bill Maloney, who is the priest at St. Mary's in Campbellford, and he called and asked me to drop by. This was his idea, and he was trying to figure out a way to get some recognition for the idea of the collecting the pop tabs for the Lions Club, because I think he was born in Douro, so he has a friend in Lakefield that, you know, he collaborated with, and they come up with this idea. So we talked about the idea of the two teams getting involved. And at the end of it, originally we thought the losing mayor would have to wear the opponent's favorite hockey jersey. But as Sherry and I are both Toronto Maple Leafs fans, that didn't work. We thought about, we have a junior team in Campbellford, and there's one in Lakefield. And so we got them involved. And that was sort of how it started. So the idea is that... it's going to last all of 2025, and it'll be two or three weigh-ins during the year, and then at the end of the year there'll be of course a winner, and the loser has to wear the opposing team's jersey hopefully to a council meeting, and if there's a game between the two teams that we can accommodate, then we'd show up there too. So that's sort of the groundwork on the whole thing.
Now, sir, do you have an estimation or prediction on how much weight in pop can tabs your side or team is looking to get?
I really don't, because I'm amazed at how many tabs it takes to get. I don't have I know Father Bill did have a piece of paper that he had sort of put down some numbers, and it's millions of tabs to get enough for one of these companion dogs. So okay. I really don't have an answer to that.
The participants, or the spectators rather, at the hockey games, they just come by and drop off the tabs as they at each game. Is that kind of the idea?
And if we get enough people that are interested and active, I'll find some place in town that they could, I don't want to commit the office at this moment because I haven't asked, but, we'll find a place that people can drop their tabs off at, other than just at the hockey games. I will say our team has been very accommodating. We did a little puck drop last week just to kick things off, and they've been very, very good. Actually, one of the team owners is a counselor in town, Daniel Gettings, and Daniel was telling me that friends of theirs who have a child that is autistic just got a service dog recently, and he said he was amazed at the transformation that it brought about for this child. So, those are the good things. I mean, this is kind of a fun thing. Sherry's a very nice person, and she's been very accommodating in this. For us to get involved, it's kind of on a fringe thing, but it's nice to see the results, and it's great for the communities. I think it helps bring awareness and bring people together.
So, into your knowledge, have people been donating pop can tabs already?
Yes, they have. Yeah, the boys have started at the hockey games. I was amazed. I went down. A friend of mine is a mechanic, and I was at his shop talking, and I mentioned it, and he walked into the back, and he gave me a lot of pop cans. He said, "Oh, we just save them, and we're not sure where they go." But I said, "Well, now we got a place for them to go. I mean, I got a great start on my quest."
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.